WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Smoking outside the Fairfield Inn Saturday afternoon resulted in a fire that led to an evacuation of the fully occupied Bryan Motel.
All witness accounts and a lot of other evidence in the area, it looks like somebody probably was smoking outside the building. We had a lot of wind today. Looks like that a cigarette butt got up against the building and ignited some siding material, which allowed it to spread up the siding of the building. Did some damage to the entire siding up into the attic.
Gerald Burnett of the Bryan Fire Marshal's Office says maintenance workers and guests used fire extinguishers in an attempt to put out the fire. Crews from Bryan and College Station were able to control the fire before it spread into any rooms. A toddler was hit by an SUV in a College Station parking lot Saturday morning. Police have released no names. The 2-year-old girl was taken to a Houston hospital where she was last listed in stable condition. This was in front of the Kroger store near the intersection of Longmire and Rock Prairie. Witnesses told officers the youngster broke away from an unidentified adult guardian and was struck by the SUV. It's the fourth traffic accident in College Station during an 8-day period where someone was hospitalized with serious injuries. 7 people were arrested by Bryan police in a gang-related case involving the sale of drugs and possession of stolen electronics. Seized property from 2 bedrooms and the kitchen included more than 1.5 pounds of the synthetic marijuana K2. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Child and Protective Services was also notified after it was discovered several children lived at the home and were within reach of the drugs.
It is our standard procedure to call Child Protective Services. Now we have knowledge that there is drug activity going on in that house and there are kids that do live there, so we make sure that CPS is aware of that.
Police also recovered $1,600 in various denominations and 4 surveillance cameras installed around the exterior of the house. The police search and arrests were the result of complaints made by members of the city council, among others. This was at a home near Jordan Loop Park on Biddle Lane, off Grosbeck, south of downtown. The names of those arrested and their charges are on our website at WTAW.com. A natural gas line in South College Station was hit Saturday morning. Bart Humphreys of the fire department says the 6-inch feeder was struck by an auger operated by a College Station utilities crew replacing wooden power poles.
They followed all their procedures. They left the auger in the hole. They didn't try to extract it. They shut down their equipment, and they moved back. So they did a pretty effective job of removing any ignition hazards in the immediate area.
No one was injured, there was no fire, and the only person evacuated was an employee of a nearby self-storage business. No customers lost service. 3 busloads of A&M students took a break from finals Saturday to work in West. Tyler Stewart, who grew up in nearby Lorena, is among the former student leaders who are part of the informal group called Ags for West. He thanked university officials and the system chancellor for their assistance.
You know, it's funny because a lot of the people planning this have actually been away from planning organizational projects for about a year or two. So it's been nice to work with these people who have had our backs and been able to point out when we're lacking something and when we need to think about something else. It's really been a great team effort.
Red Cross officials say the students went door to door in the hardest hit neighborhoods, helping clear debris. And there's at least one state lawmaker who isn't giving up on passing a $2 billion water bill this session. Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, who's among the co-authors, maintains the best funding source is the state's Economic Stabilization Fund.
We're not taking the money away and not giving it back. It's setting up as a revolving loan, so you borrow $2 billion, you lend it out, you draw interest on it. You know, in my mind, we make money and that $2 billion stays there and helps us fund the water infrastructure for the next 50 years. It's a win-win-win. In my book, I just, you know, some people's opinion, they see it that it's taking money and busting the spending cap.
Cassell says it may return out of committee to the House floor, or it could wind up as an amendment to other legislation. And Archaeologists have uncovered what they think is the oldest structure built by Europeans in San Antonio.
The dam along the San Antonio River was built by the Spanish in 1719, just 1 year after they discovered the river. UTSA archaeologist Steve Tomka says it's given him new respect for early 18th century engineering.
We don't realize how well they knew how to engineer water and how to engineer irrigation systems.
The dam was moved several miles in the 1720s when it began supplying water to the farms surrounding the mission that was built in the 1760s, called the Alamo. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Meanwhile, Saturday was a working day for state lawmakers. On what was officially dubbed Gun Day at the Texas House, approval was given to let college students carry concealed weapons to class. There is a provision for colleges to opt out. Another measure creates special marshals for public and charter schools to appoint one employee for every other 400 students as a school marshal. They would receive firearms training and have access to a gun in emergencies. Their identities would remain confidential. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 53 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerdeman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwerdeman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwerdeman Flooring today.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding sportsmen, and razor-sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice.
Family Home Health and Hospice would like to recognize nurses everywhere for their service and talents, not just during National Nurses Month, but throughout the year. If you're a nurse and want to be a part of a dynamic team, call Family Home Health and Hospice.
Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours, because no one cares like family.
Hey folks, you know there are two kinds of lawn people: those who like to do it all themselves, mow, edge, sweep, all that, and the folks that like to have somebody else do that. Well, you folks in the second group, listen up, because here's a name for you. It's ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC Home and Commercial Services takes care of hundreds of lawns here in the Brazos Valley all year long. They do the mowing, the edging, the sweeping up of the grass and the clippings. They trim your shrubs. They remove the leaves from everywhere. They clean up your flower beds, all that stuff. And ABC Home and Commercial Services obviously has been doing this for 60 years, so they have the experience. Call Bobby Jenkins, Aggie Class of 81, and let the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of that for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services, they are specialists for your environment. You can give them a call at 361-0500.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is going to remain stationary over the region over the next several days, and that should result in lots and lots of sunshine for us. We'll see sunshine today with an afternoon high close to 80 degrees. Tonight we're going to be clear to partly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunshine is back during the day tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60, and partly to mostly sunny through Wednesday with highs around 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm sports guy Kevin O'Connor. And coming up in sports, baseball and softball fared well on the diamonds. Playoff action in the NBA and NHL, and a close one in NASCAR. That's all coming up with sports. We'll do that for you here at about 7:50.
A close one at NASCAR.
Yes.
Like there was somebody right behind him, huh?
His teammate, and he was literally crawling in the car with him.
There you go. Hey, the Kentucky Derby, not really close. I mean, Orb.
And very muddy.
Yeah, it was muddy. Orb comes kind of out of the middle of the pack there, and it was pretty interesting.
Strong
pretty...
late charge for sure.
Oh, there you go. A strong late charge. Great news in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian girls will be able to play sports at private schools for the first time ever.
Wow.
Decision announced over the weekend. Well, gonna treat them like real human beings. Isn't that something? The latest in a series of incremental changes aimed at slowly increasing women's rights in the ultra-conservative
yes.
kingdom.
Can't do that too quickly.
No, we wouldn't want to hurry that along
no.
at all. Not at all. So anyhow, their official press report that private girls' schools are allowed now to hold sports activities in accordance with the rules of Sharia, the Islamic law. Okay, see how that works out for them. All right, you want to know where the perfectly average city in U.S. America is?
Yes.
Knoxville, Tennessee. According to George Mason University, economics professor Tyler Cowen says that Knoxville, Tennessee is likely America's most perfectly average city.
Really?
Big enough to be something, but not truly a large metropolis.
They just talk fun.
That's what you want on your sign, home of America's most average city.
And, well, that's great for pollsters. You know, for a long time, Columbus, Ohio was that, but apparently it's now Knoxville. It has a southern flavor, also manages to avoid some of the region's most stereotypical features. He points out that it is the number two reading city. And also, since it's not located in New York, California, or Texas, it's not in a coastal state, he thinks that probably ruled out the perfectness. So that's how Knoxville became the perfect average city. We've heard of teachers who wanted to control their class with duct tape. Despite the complaints of a number of angry parents and upset students, Colorado police say no crime was committed when a second-grade teacher taped shut the mouths of 28 kids. Police were alerted to the incident by a concerned parent after her daughter told her that the teacher at the Fulton Academy in suburban Aurora put tape on her mouth as a joke last Thursday. The student told police the students were laughing and had asked to have their mouths taped shut. See? They asked. They wanted it. They thought it would be fun.
Not a surprise.
No, not at all. I mean, again, they're second graders. When police interviewed the teacher, her name is Amy Martinez, she said that she didn't think anything bad had happened when she put a strip of transparent packing tape across the 28 students' mouths. She said the tape was meant to help them keep quiet and confirm the children's request that the tape, in fact, be put on their mouths. Some parents claim the incident was bullying behavior.
Whatever.
Of course it was bullying behavior.
Oh, man. I can literally see my daughter doing that.
I am sure. And you're not alone. Any number of parents are going, yeah, my kid would probably want to do that.
That looks fun. Do that. Give me the tape. Take my mouth.
Yeah, let me do that, please. Yeah. Oh, by the way, now here you go. On the other side, schools are known to close when the weather's too bad. But one Washington State school closed because the weather was too good. Bellingham Christian School told students to stay home last Friday due to a Sunday.
That's fun.
Bob Sampson said, I love that it is as an adult being able to cancel school. I hate to do it for snow. I love to do it for good weather. This year we've had no snow days, so he decided to give the 205 kids at the school the same anticipation, joy, and fun that comes with snow day. The website said school canceled due to great weather.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So if you got to have a hooky day, why not?
That's his prerogative.
And
that's awesome.
You know, yesterday was a spectacular day. It really was. I mean, I'm sure lots of folks were outside, but doing whatever you wanted to do, it was good stuff. That's for sure. So I kind of... thinking about it as like living in Canada, except for the weird health laws.
And not everybody likes hockey here, but aside from that.
And we don't all watch Star Trek.
Well, we don't all watch Star Trek. That's true.
That's what the big memory, I have friends who lived in Canada, and their big memory was, yeah, anytime we would take a walk, you could see into people's houses, and they were always watching Star Trek.
Really? Why were they looking into people's houses?
No, just like if it's the evening and you're walking,
you
can see into people's houses.
Oh, on television. It'd be the regular show. I got you. Not the movie. Okay. YouTube? Anybody heard of YouTube?
Well,
is that
a
joke?
No, it's not. I think you can have a story about that in a minute. Hello?
Sunday sounds great, but it still has the same sort of unintended consequences for the parents that a snow day does. You've got parents that have kids that go to school and then daycare otherwise.
Oh, I know.
What do you do with the kids because they're out of school?
Oh, you're terrible. All right, thank you. Golly, what a killjoy. Or a buzzkill, I guess that's what we say these days. The Financial Times reports that the long-rumored paid subscription model of YouTube could be out as early as this week. That's right, paying to watch YouTube. The strategy will help YouTube compete not only with your other online outlets like Netflix and Hulu, but also with the major networks like CBS.
I don't want to pay for that.
Well, no, it's just a time waster.
Well, and here's the deal, because if you'll notice, paywalls, they tried to do that with newspapers, and it really didn't work. It worked with the Wall Street Journal, and it worked with the Financial Times. But that's about it. The regular newspapers, the paywall didn't work. Well, now slowly they're starting to kind of reintroduce the paywall with newspapers. Hmm. And YouTube looking to do the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it does go through for YouTube, productivity in offices everywhere is going to skyrocket.
There you go. Maybe that's what we're looking for.
It won't matter. Somebody else will come up with a file share that's free.
Something. Well, there. You know, this is the next chapter for YouTube. YouTube first started and it had all sorts of stuff on it. I mean, it had content that it wasn't supposed to have. You know,
true
television shows and stuff like that. Then Google bought it. Well, when it became monetized, obviously, then they really had to clean up their act because, you know, you could have sued YouTube and there wasn't any money there. When Google got involved, there suddenly was money. So they had to kind of clean up their act, if you will. But this is the next step. Paid subscriptions will likely affect the same batch of professional quality channels that YouTube is already investing heavily in to promote. With YouTube having spent over $200 million promoting this strategy in the last 18 months, this includes channels hosted by major media companies, anywhere from The Onion to WWE. Of course, YouTube will face that familiar problem. Will users be ready to pay for a product that's been free or nearly free, or it's been free for nearly a decade?
If they try and take it all pay, I'm telling you, the market...
Well, and I think they won't. I think it's that they'll do it like Hulu, where you have an entry level. Of course, they bug you to death to go ahead and move up. But, that's, they've got to have some level of free. But what will happen is more and more that content, the free content, will go away. And if you want anything that's really worthwhile, then you'll have to go on to something.
As long as the weird stuff is still on there. Because I'll tell you, one of the, you know, like in here, if I'm looking for an idea.
Yeah.
They have all the old Dean Martin roasts.
Okay.
And I mean, it's random crap like that that I like to look at.
Yeah, see, when you said weird stuff, I thought you meant like cat playing the organ.
That too.
Stuff like
but
that.
More often than not, it's older stuff like that that I want to see.
Okay, y'all are coming to it from an entertainment direction. I'm coming at it from a completely different direction. And that is if there's a piece of equipment I want to see demonstrated, or if I want to see how to repair something.
Oh.
I go to YouTube to watch, you know, how do you repair
yes.
your string trimmer or something like
I've used YouTube with pruning and also with like really tricky crochet and knitting moves.
That crochet, you're exactly right.
See, I go online all the time to figure out how to fix my flugelbinder.
Your flugelbinder.
Yeah, I just made that up.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview, 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power Motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We've got a pretty nice week of weather, it looks like. High temperature today, around 80 with northeasterly winds at about 5 miles an hour. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, it's 83. And Wednesday, the same thing. Winds pick up a little bit on Wednesday, however. Of course, we've kind of gotten used to that, haven't we? Wednesday, we're probably up about 15 to 20 miles an hour. And around 82 for Thursday and Friday, 84. Chance of showers, actually, as we get to the weekend, start the weekend at 40% on Friday. Right now, the winds are calm, 77% relative humidity, fair skies, and we have 51.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aguilandrealestate.com.
At a Las Vegas rally to promote amnesty, Democrat Harry Reid, Dingy Harry, took a vow before the assembled crowd. He said, "I pledge and I'll do everything in my power as majority leader to get a bill across the finish line." Dingy Harry said immigration reform cannot proceed one step at a time, as members of the House are proposing. It's got to be a whopping comprehensive bill like Obamacare. Why? I'll tell you why. So that in the dead of night, Democrats can insert payoffs to their cronies and rules that sabotage border enforcement, stuff that they hope will remain undiscovered in the massive bill until it's too late to stop it. In addition to the bill being comprehensive, Dingy Harry's other must-have is, quote, a pathway to earned citizenship. That's amnesty. Now, Reid begged the audience, which included government and private sector union goons, to stay involved. Translation, keep pressuring the Republicans to cave. Now, I know this won't matter to liberals or some frightened Republicans, but we already have a pathway to earned citizenship. Thousands of immigrants use it. They come here legally. They apply. They meet the requirements. They become citizens. Heck, even one of the Boston terrorists managed to walk the pathway to earn citizenship before he tried to blow us up. Democrat Dingy Harry Reid vows to do everything in his power to force amnesty down our throat. But if he had used that power to enforce our existing laws, we wouldn't have this problem now.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear.
To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-259-2547. That's 1-800-259-2547.
Looking to upgrade to Cobra's revolutionary Amcel clubs? The adjustable ones that come in four fresh colors? What about a Fowler flat bill or some Puma plaid pants? Regardless of what Cobra Puma gear you're after, you score big at Golfsmith. Right now, you can take home free gift cards when you pick up new Cobra or Puma golf gear at Golfsmith. As much as $250 worth. Whether you're looking to play like a pro or just dress like one, Golfsmith is the only place to score free Cobra Puma gift cards.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A natural gas line in South College Station was hit by city utility crews on Saturday. Atmos Energy says no customers lost service. Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says as a safety precaution, roads were closed for about 5 hours while the leak was stopped.
We don't like the inconvenience of having to cut off traffic any more than anybody else, and we know it's kind of a pain, especially on a Saturday, but under the circumstances, it's better to play it safe than to just have folks being able to be in this area.
A College Station utilities crew replacing wooden power poles was using an auger that hit the 6-inch line. There was no fire, no one was injured, and the only person evacuated worked at a nearby self-storage business. Members of the Bryan City Council were among those complaining about drug sales from a house south of downtown.
If you see that there's a lot of traffic going to a house and they're there for, you know, very short lengths of time, and it's all hours of the day or night, or it's usually, sometimes it could be just during specific hours, and it brings enough concern to you that there might be something illegal going on, please let us know and, you know, give us a call, tell us exactly what you're seeing, and be specific as possible, because that helps us in our investigation.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says 7 people were arrested and about $3,000 of synthetic marijuana was seized. This was at a home near Jordan Loop Park on Biddle Lane off Crowsbeck, south of downtown. One of those taken to jail, identified as a gang member, was also picked up for 5 violations of prior court orders, as well as failing to pay child support, residential burglary, and criminal mischief. Names and charges of all involved are online at WTAW.com. Police also recovered $1,600 in various denominations and stolen electronics. Child and Protective Services was also notified due to several children living at the home within reach of the drugs found in the kitchen and the master bedroom. Saturday marked the 4th time in 8 days someone in College Station was seriously injured from a traffic accident. Witnesses told police a 2-year-old girl broke away from an unidentified adult guardian in front of the Kroger store at Rock Prairie and Longmire. The toddler was struck by an SUV. She was taken to a Houston hospital where she was last listed in stable condition. And it was a difficult Saturday night for those who booked all 60 rooms at the Fairfield Inn in Bryan. Those guests had to find other accommodations after they were evacuated following a fire.
There's no fire damage to any of the rooms. All the rooms are intact. There's no fire damage inside the structure at all, inside the living spaces. The stairwells were intact. The hotel rooms were intact. The hallways were intact. It was all in the external areas of the building.
Gerald Burnett of the Bryan Fire Marshal's office says someone was smoking outside the Texas Avenue side of the motel. It's believed the wind blew a lit cigarette butt against the building, igniting siding and spreading the fire from the ground level to the attic above the 3rd floor. Burnett says firefighters from Bryan and College Station responded and no one was hurt. And Red Cross officials in West put more than 120 A&M students to work on Saturday. The Aggies went door-to-door clearing debris from the hardest-hit areas from last month's explosion. Graduating senior Tyler Stewart is a member of what he calls an anonymous group of former student leaders called Aggs for West.
This same group of students helped organize the Night Out BCS, which happened this past Wednesday, which raised money for West. And we also have worked with Aggieland Outfitters to get the shirts made for West So it's been incredible to get this all together. A bunch of different people have helped us out.
Stewart says university officials and the system chancellor assisted in organizing the work trip. And the state legislature will see another attempt at passing a $2 billion water plan. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says it could be an amendment to other legislation, or it could return out of committee to the floor.
I think we're going to attack it from both those directions. I've heard amendments are coming on certain bills, and I heard that, you know, it may make its way back out. But only time will tell. Hopefully we're running out of time.
Cassell says the funding source should be the state's Economic Stabilization Fund. And an actress is spearheading a movement to put Ann Richards on a stamp.
Holland Taylor, who you may know from Two and a Half Men, has a dog in this fight. She's on Broadway starring in the one-woman show Ann, which she also wrote.
Now I have to tell you all, Texas politics is a contact sport. No autopsy, no foul.
Taylor says she met the late governor once.
When she died, I was just so mournful and so unnaturally mournful for so long. I realized I wanted to do something creative about her, and I went to look for why I was so affected.
She says it's because Richard stood for fairness, which kicked in when she was about 11 years old.
When she started to understand about segregation and racial prejudice, and fairness was her core, generosity of spirit and warmth was just running through her blood. And she also was wickedly funny.
And so is Taylor on stage.
I told him that I might could consider a law that allowed guys to carry guns hanging from a chain around their neck. Because that way we could say, look out, he's got a gun.
You can find the petition to put Ann Richards on a stamp at change.org. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 55 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
An absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Beautiful. It's the RV Station pre-memorial sale. Going on right now. Right now is a great opportunity for you to find just the right camper to use on Memorial Day. Now through the 25th of May, you can save thousands of dollars on the best RV brands in the country. You already count on RV Station for the best prices in the country and the country's best brands, but right now during the pre-Memorial Day sale, you can save thousands more. You can get a 2013 Jayco Pinnacle fifth wheel for just $59,995. That is $20,600 off the MSRP. The number is 23V6. Or how about a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 28BHS? It's priced to just $191 a month. That's $19,995, 10% down, 5.99 APR approved credit for 44 months. This event is an absolute end on May the 25th, so don't miss your opportunity to save thousands on the RV of your dreams right now at RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, the pre-Memorial Day sale going on right now. And you can shop online, over 250 campers for you to see at rvstationonline.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to remain stationary over the region over the next several days, and that should result in lots and lots of sunshine for us. We'll see sunshine today with an afternoon high close to 80 degrees. Tonight we're going to be clear to partly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunshine is back during the day tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy 60, and partly to mostly sunny through Wednesday with highs around 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We haven't had that feeling in a long time.
Aggies got the feeling back with a sweep. So today in softball, we'll cover all that for you and a whole lot more. Plus, the Arrows are no longer. All that and more, even talking hockey with sports.
The Arrows, huh?
The Arrows.
All right. Yeah. Going someplace else, huh?
Des Moines.
Oh, well, it means that they spurned North Zulch, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I told them they didn't want to do
the
that.
The Spirit but. Ice Arena here in town, I guess, just couldn't hold
couldn't
the Arrows.
Couldn't quite hold what they needed. Okay, 741. All right, an old guy minute here for a minute. Last week we lost Bill Shulman. And Bill Shulman's name is associated with movie theaters here in Bryan College Station. And with the help of my buddy Henry Mayo, who gave me some background, Bill Shulman's father and grandfather, Morris and Abraham Shulman, came to Bryan from Houston in 1926, and they purchased three theater businesses in downtown Bryan on Main Street, the Dixie, the Queen, and the Palace Theaters. They operated as the Bryan Amusement Company and really brought stability to the movie business in Bryan. Bill's mom, Edna Shulman, lost her husband and both parents in the mid-1930s, but kept operating the theaters on Main Street in downtown Bryan. The Shulman family had planned to build a new movie theater in the newly incorporated city of College Station. They purchased a big lot on Texas Avenue, right across from the main entrance at A&M, and they'd labeled it as Picture Show. Ended up being a lawsuit that kept it from being built, and the property was sold to Dr. T.O. Walton. And again, if folks remember his clinic, which I believe is now, I want to say, Century 21 Business Management. It's the old building that's right there, not too far from the Best Buy Center. That's where the movie theater was going to be. Since that didn't happen, they bought two movie theaters in College Station that the Boyettes owned. That was the Campus, which is now Shadow Canyon, and Circle Drive-In, which doesn't exist anymore.
And that's where the old or the Goodwill is, isn't it? Or the Walmart.
No. It's where Schlotzky's and the Albertson Center and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, there's a Walmart
is.
Right there with Schlotzky's, I think. Is it? Or are you talking about a different Walmart?
We're talking about the corner of South College and University.
Okay.
Yeah. Used to be a traffic circle there.
That's
why they called it the Circle. See, the old guy's telling you stories here. There used to be a traffic circle there.
That's cool.
They call
them
roundabouts now. That's why it was called the Circle Drive-In Theater. Then there was the Skyway Theater, which was basically where Manor East Mall is right now. That was so far off the road that they could have a drive-in theater there.
At holy cow, where the Tejas Center is.
That's right, exactly.
Those have grown.
Yep, there you go. And actually, later on, they had the Shulman Theaters inside Manor East Mall at that same location. Eventually, folks will probably remember that the Skyway Twin was built along East 29th Street, where Blinn College is today. So,
and there's stories about that place being haunted.
The Shulman family still owns movie theaters in Central Texas, not in Bryan College Station, but first of all, as a customer from when I was like, 9 years old, standing in front of the Palace Theater when it was actually a theater in downtown Bryan, to the point where actually he was an advertising client of mine. But Bill Shulman was a great guy, and movie theaters were here because of the Shulman family, and he passed away at the age of 86.
Good on you, Scott, for doing that. That's cool.
So Disney has hired a trainer to help Carrie Fisher.
Whoa.
Try to get back in shape again.
Do what?
Yeah. Well,
I thought she was on the skinny side of skinny.
I'm sorry? No. Carrie Fisher? No. She's a big girl. she is a really big girl. So, yeah, no, they're trying to slim her down. So over the weekend, the formal renaming of the airport. Did you see this? They've renamed the Little Rock Airport the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport.
Really?
Yeah.
National?
Well, it can't be international because I guess nobody's
going to say who's going to fly
the National Airport. It's the only such facility in the country named for a president and a first lady.
Huh.
And, of course, it's already got its nickname, right? I mean, they should have known it's called Hillbilly Airport.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, no. When they proposed this, it came out as Hillbilly.
Oh, my goodness.
Which does kind of bring up another interesting story, and that is what the name Hillbilly means. Now, if I say Hillbilly to you, what do you think?
Hatfields and McCoys.
Okay, bunch of hicks, you know, living
down. I think of, like, you know, they do live up in the mountains, like how goats run up and down.
Okay, all right, people running up and down the mountain. Actually, what happens is hillbilly was not a derogatory term in the beginning.
I didn't realize it was a derogatory term.
Really?
Yeah, it's way better than redneck.
You didn't know that hillbilly was
my family is Appalachian American. And
yeah.
I mean, we call ourselves hillbillies and rednecks, but I would say redneck is derogatory and hillbilly is euphemistic way to say it.
It depends on where you're from, though.
Yeah.
Because where I grew up, rednecks were just hardworking guys.
Yeah.
Well, rednecks and roughnecks.
Yeah. Well, so back to hillbillies
for
a minute, though. What happened is the Scottish people who didn't live in the Appalachians lived behind them, the hills. And actually, a billy in Scottish was an okay guy. So they were really okay people. That's how hillbilly came to be.
No kidding.
Yeah. And you mentioned redneck. Those are Scottish people who had gone into Ireland and were not welcome there. They wanted to show their loyalty for the British king. And so what they did is they took pieces of cloth and they soaked it in their own blood and they wore it on their necks.
You're kidding me.
And that's how you got redneck.
Hmm.
Wasn't a guy who stood out in the sun all day, which is kind of what we would think right now.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's it. So there you go. There's our history of the Scottish and the Irish and all that. In North Carolina, a guy in jail for trying to take his girl on a Disney cruise.
What?
Illegally?
What's wrong with that?
37-year-old Cedric Royce Winson promised to take his girlfriend and her two kids on a trip, but he couldn't really afford it. So, according to prosecutors, he robbed a Florida credit union to pay for the tickets.
Oh.
In his defense, Cedric claimed that he felt pressured to produce the cruise tickets, and he didn't want to disappoint his girlfriend and her youngin'.
So Cedric, you've just robbed the bank. What are you going to do? I'm going to Disney World!
Yeah. Bring the spirit and character of Texas into your office or boardroom and let Russ and Linda at the Texas Trading Post help you choose the decor to show off your Texas pride. College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Framed battle flags, historical maps, custom metal art will give your office the elegant Texas look your clients will love. Texas Trading Post, voted best of the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. Visit txtraders.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're married with children, who's your first priority, your spouse or your kids? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Entertainment reporter and reality TV personality Juliana Rancic sparked a controversy when she said she puts her marriage first over motherhood. Her comments made headlines and spurred debate over how couples should prioritize relationships. One supportive commentator said, "Putting your marriage first gives the child a stable, loving home to grow up in." Critics on the other side say couples should make their children the center of the home. Husbands can take care of themselves, they say. Kids can't. Now, nobody is suggesting letting young children fend for themselves over a weekend so a husband and wife can escape to a romantic getaway. It comes down to this. Are the two of you acting as a team, looking out for one another, and lifting each other up in the eyes of your children? Or does your entire focus revolve around the tediousness of tasks involving the kids at the complete expense of your spouse? For Gene and me, we've tried to find a good balance. We haven't always hit the mark, but we never stop trying. Here's a paradox. If you become consumed with worry about being your spouse's priority, you're going to make yourself miserable. Don't keep score. Instead of worrying about what you're going to get, spend your time actively loving your spouse and your children and give everything you've got. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.625%, APR 3.77%, that payment could support a $295,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $70,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Aggie baseball registered a 4-1 win over the Missouri Tigers Sunday afternoon at Olsen to complete their SEC series sweep of the second SEC series sweep of the season. Here's Coach Childress.
We haven't had that feeling in a long time, and you know, thought we played really good today, minus the first inning, and you know, we're able to grab the lead. Matt Kent gave us a hold, and Jester was able to finish it off there in the ninth. You know, Rafi had a fantastic week for us, two wins, and you know, I think 11 innings of, you know, only giving up one earned run on the week. So it's a pretty good week for him.
Rafael Pineda picked up his second win of the week following just one unearned run on four hits, two walks, while striking out three over 5 2/3 innings. Matt Kent worked two scoreless innings, and Jason Jester earned his 12th save of the season and also threw a scoreless ninth. He is now just one save shy of A&M's single-season record. The Aggies return to action at Bluebell Park on Thursday. They're going to run things up in the SEC series against the Bayou Bengals of LSU. Seniors contributed two home runs, four RBIs, and 10 strikeouts from the circle as Senior Day and the 14th-ranked A&M softball team down Mississippi State 4-2 in the Aggies' final game of the regular season Sunday. A&M seniors Megan May, Mel Dumasich, and Sydney Shannon were all honored at the game as special seniors, and they celebrated their last regular season home game in Aggieland. In the NBA playoffs, Kevin Durant scored 35 points and hit a pair of jumpers in the final minutes as the Oklahoma City Thunder downed Memphis 93-91 in Game 1 of the NBA Western Conference semifinals. Lionel Hollins is the head coach of the Grizzlies, and here's his thoughts on Durant.
Kevin Durant's a great player, and he got going. He made some big shots. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, but he made those shots.
In other NBA playoff action, Indiana won its opener in the Eastern Conference semifinals as David West scored 20 points and Paul George added 19 in the Pacers' 102-95 win over the New York Knicks. After picking up his fourth MVP trophy Sunday, Miami Heat star LeBron James became the youngest player in NBA history at the age of 28 to win four MVPs after receiving 120 of 121 first-place votes by the league. The lone other first-place vote went to Knicks star Carmelo Anthony. Here's LeBron.
My ultimate goal is to win an NBA championship. That's what I was brought here for. That's why I signed here as a free agent in 2010. It wasn't to win MVP trophies. It was to win a championship. and win multiple championships, and that's still my number one priority.
Now, that was the second time it's happened that a person came up just one vote shy. Shaquille O'Neal also received 120 of 121 back in 1999 and 2000. In the NHL playoffs, the Pittsburgh Penguins and Minnesota Wild were overtime winners in yesterday's Stanley Cup playoff action. Chris Kuntz scored in his second power play goal of the day to give the Pens a 5-4 win over the New York Islanders before the Wild knocked off Chicago 3-2 on Jason Zucker's goal with 2:15 left in overtime time. Jean-Gabriel Pozon had a hat trick in Ottawa's 6-1 win over Montreal. Rain and wrecks pushed NASCAR to the edge of darkness Sunday at the Talladega Superspeedway. David Ragan used a sweeping last lap pass in overtime, they call it a green-white checker, to pull off a huge upset win and move to victory lane in Talladega.
And here they come off turn four.
Push, boys, push! Push hard!
Edwards high, Ragan comes up, car to the spot.
Ragan's got it! He's got it!
Front row, Ragan is in the victory lane at Talladega. Ragan first, Gilliland second.
That was a very first for Front Row Motorsports as Ragan and Gilliland finished 1-2. On now to Major League Baseball, Yu Darvish stuck out 14 batters yesterday, and the Rangers won 4-3 over the Boston Red Sox.
And the 1-2 pitch. Beltre, a swing, line drive, right center. It's in there for a base hit. Here comes Elvis. The throw to the plate is late. He scores standing up. And Adrian Beltre has won it for the Rangers, 4-3.
Two strikes, bottom of the ninth inning, said Beltre, and he gave it a wrap to complete the Rangers' three-game sweep. David Ross and David Ortiz homered for the Red Sox. Justin Verlander held the Houston Astros hitless through six innings yesterday as the Tigers blanked the Astros 9-0. Verlander allowed two hits and finished with nine strikeouts to give the Tigers a four-game sweep. Carlos Pena got the lone hit for the Astros, and that came in the seventh inning. And the Grand Rapids Griffins beat the Houston Arrows 7-0, and that was it. There are no more Houston Arrows. They are now moving to Ames or to Des Moines, Iowa. And what happened is the Minnesota Wild couldn't reach a contract agreement with the Toyota Center, so they're packing the team up and moving north. That's been a look at your sports this morning, and it's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Classic Collision and Restoration can restore your vehicle to its former glory. Could be a 1939 Ford, could be a car from just a few years ago. Since 1999, that's exactly what Classic Collision and Restoration has been doing, auto body repair. Now, obviously, it makes sense if they can do restoration work, they can take care of everyday accident repair as well. They'll repair either your family car or your dream car. Give Doug a call, 779-8399. You can find him on Facebook as well. He'll be more than happy to give you a free estimate and help you get through all the stuff that you have to, the ramifications of being in an accident and what you've got to do to take care of all the insurance and rent a car and getting your car to the shop. Oh, by the way, they also do exhaust work. They sell Flowmaster and MagnaFlow mufflers. Classic Collision Restoration has dedicated exhaust experts there to do the installation. All the work's done at their location on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
When my husband and I split up the chores, I always choose to mow the lawn because we just got a John Deere Z-Track mower from Sioux Falls Prater. It lets me cut clean, even stripes fast, and it trims beautifully, so every inch is just right. But I couldn't have done it without the pros at Sioux Falls Prater. They helped me pick out the perfect Z-Track mower for our yard, but it still feels great when I come inside and he's still slaving over dinner. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather looks pretty nice. Look for a high temperature today around 80 or so. Low temperature tonight will be not too bad, probably about, let's say, 60, 55, 83 next few days, and have a chance of rain even on Friday. Hey, one more quick story about the Shulmans in the movie theater. A movie called Blazing Saddles. Remember when that came out?
Uh-huh.
I go in like on a Wednesday afternoon because I was probably supposed to be selling advertising, and I didn't. There are four other people in there. They get so...